Welcome to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, a primitive Baptist ministry declaring the good news of the finished work of salvation by grace alone. This weekly radio program is brought to you by Elder Joe Nettles, pastor of Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi, and Elder David Wise, pastor of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We now invite you to stay tuned for our message this morning.
We're glad to have you here with us today, and we hope that we can be a regular part of your week, whether you listen on the radio in Starkville, Mississippi, or Tupelo, Mississippi, or Pensacola, Florida, or on the internet or on our podcast. We're glad to have you, and we'd love to hear from you. If you listen to our program and have any questions or comments, you can get our contact information and email us through gospelofgracepb@gmail.com and our website, gospel-of-grace.com. And if you're in or passing through the North Mississippi area, we hope you'll come worship with us at Macedonia Church in Ackerman, Mississippi, or Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi. We'd love to have you come, and we'd love to meet you. We hope you've had a blessed time with your family and friends during this Thanksgiving holiday, the last few days and this weekend. And we certainly have so much to be thankful for with the Lord's blessings in our life. And this morning we'd like to play a message that I recently preached at one of our Wednesday night services, centered around that thought of thanksgiving and specifically the sacrifice of thanksgiving from Psalm 116. So we hope this message will be profitable for you, and we hope you stay tuned this morning. We'll bring that message to you beginning right after this song. I'd like to go this evening to Psalm 116. Psalm 116, we're going to begin reading in verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, and I am thy servant, the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. That's such an appropriate question for us to ask ourselves very consistently. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What could I possibly offer back to the God that has all power in heaven and earth, who is so majestic and so powerful and so glorious? What could I possibly render back to him for all his benefits toward me? As we count our blessings, as we think about all the things that the Lord has done for us, I hope that we understand that we will spend all of eternity glorifying him for his benefits toward us. We're thankful for temporal blessings. That's great. But if the Lord didn't give us a single temporal blessing here on this earth, Him sending His only begotten Son to save us from our sins is enough for us to worship Him for eternities upon eternities to come. Yeah. But because He's such a good God, He gives us a whole lot of benefits here in time too. But what could I possibly render back to the God who has everything, right? I mean, He's God. I'm not. I'm just a speck of dust that the Lord just decided to make into a living being. I mean, and that's where I'm going back to. I'm dust and I'm going back to dust. And God is, He inhabits eternity. And I mean, the heavens are not able to contain. I mean, He's God. What could I possibly render back to Him? I want to focus on verse 17 of the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, we've been made kings and priests before God. We've been made a priest and priestesses, I suppose. And the responsibility of a priest is to offer sacrifices. We see that in the Old Testament. We see that in the Mosaic Law, where Aaron is the high priest, and then his lineage after him is the high priest. And then the Levites, they offered sacrifices in their role to the Lord on behalf of the people. They offered sacrifices unto the Lord for the people of God. And the Lord has designated us as priests.
Right.
So therefore, since we are made kings and priests, but particularly since He has ordained us, so to say, to this spiritual priesthood, what's our responsibility? It's to make sacrifices, right? 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 4, "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus." Verse 9, "You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." The Lord has given you a priesthood. And as a priest, what's your responsibility? It's to make spiritual sacrifices unto God. You know, we're told in Romans chapter 12 and in verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Why is that your reasonable service? Because the Lord's made you priest.
Amen.
Because the Lord has designated you as a priest, and your responsibility is to carry out spiritual sacrifices unto God. So what has He given you to be able to make sacrifices with? He's given you a body.
Yes, sir.
He's given you an altar, right? In the Old Testament, you had an altar that was commanded by God, and the priest made sacrifices to the Lord on the Lord's altar, on the Lord's designated place for sacrifice. And what has He given us to sacrifice? He's given our bodies, right? And we now, as priests, offer spiritual sacrifices in this body. So what sacrifices do you make in your priesthood? One of the principal offerings, one of the principal sacrifices that you make in your priesthood should be the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Amen.
The sacrifice of praise. And that might seem simple to us. That might seem something to be overlooked, the sacrifice of thanksgiving or praising the Lord. But really, if you think about it, a offering or a sacrifice requires a loss. It requires a death. It requires a sacrifice. I mean, you can't have a sacrifice without something being lost, without something being put to death. And our natures are to exalt ourselves. I mean, our nature is to puff ourselves up. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And really, you can boil lust down to pride too, because lust is really just saying, I want to do my thing instead of the Lord's thing. The Lord has specifically told me this is forbidden, and because of my pride and because of my desire to want to do what I want to do, I'm going to go beyond the prescribed bounds that God has placed in His Word. So really, lust can boil down to what? Pride.
Yeah.
And just in case you haven't noticed this, man likes to praise himself.
Yes, he does.
Man likes to exalt himself. There's a reason in that next verse there in Romans chapter 12 that you don't need to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think. Why did the Holy Spirit need to give you that admonition? Because your nature is to think of yourself a whole lot more highly of yourself than you ought to think. And you have to purposefully mortify that nature and that pride that wants to not brag on the Lord, but that nature that wants to brag on yourself. So, what does the sacrifice of thanksgiving do? What does the sacrifice of praise do? It puts to death, it sacrifices my nature that wants to praise myself, that wants to exalt myself. And I'm making that sacrifice to instead exalt the Lord instead of exalt myself. Just as John the Baptist said when his disciples were being very concerned that they were losing their prominence, that they were losing their influence in the Jewish community. And John the Baptist said, oh no, this is how it's supposed to be. He must increase and I must decrease. Mm-hmm. It is of necessity that Christ be exalted and I be abased. And really, that's the core of what we're saying when we praise and worship God, that He should be exalted instead of me.
Amen.
That He should be worshiped, that He should be thanked. And you might not see the significance of that sacrifice, but you mortifying your desire to exalt yourself and instead exalt God, that's worship.
Amen.
I mean, the Lord has commanded us to worship in spirit and in truth. And we know that the Lord doesn't robotically or pre-programmed dictate what we do. And that's why the Lord intends for us to worship Him, what? Voluntarily. He doesn't just heavy-handedly force us to worship Him or offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, right? Because the Lord desires to be voluntarily exalted. For you to voluntarily choose to debase yourself and exalt the Lord. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, we're commanded in many places in the New Testament, such as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, to give thanks perpetually, to give thanks continually. Here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, these quick, rapid-fire admonitions here at the end of this epistle. Great place to cut your teeth in memorizing Scripture. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in everything give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. In the midst of tribulation, in the midst of difficulty, I can guarantee you, as bad as you think your circumstances might be, you still have a reason to praise the Lord. Because without Him, it could be a whole lot worse.
Amen.
A whole lot worse. And praise the Lord that He doesn't always peel back the curtain and tell us and show us how bad it could be. But every now and then, I think He gives us a little bit of a glimpse of that. We shouldn't have to, you know, be terrified of all the horrible things that could happen to adequately praise the Lord. But He says, even in the midst of difficulty, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There's a lot of discussion and thoughts out there about the will of God, and there's certainly a pathway that I believe the child of God, that the individual child of God can be led by the Lord in the Lord's will. And that pathway is unique, and you need to pray for the Lord to give you wisdom and to guide that pathway. If you don't have wisdom, James chapter 1 says, ask for it. He'll give it to you. He's liberal.
Amen.
The Lord's good like that. But really, the will of God in Scripture, I believe there's certainly a pathway. You know, we pray, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There's a pathway that the Lord guides us in. But really, the will of God is a lot simpler than that in Scripture, as it's specifically denoted. And what's God's will for your life? Give thanks in everything. What's God's will for your life? Another specific application of that, where it says specifically denoted that this is the will of God, abstain from fornication. Act right. Don't make poor decisions and engage in any type of lustful or sinful activity and that type of thing. So the will of God, as it's specifically denoted, oftentimes is very broad in that regard. Now, I don't want to, you know, minimize the fact in any way that there is a specific pathway that I think is your best pathway to go down, and the Lord certainly guides us in that. But what's God's will for your life? A very important aspect of that is for you to praise Him for what He's done for you.
Amen.
That in everything you give thanks. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. To do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So, one of the other sacrifices, in conjunction with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, certainly very closely tied to that, the sacrifice of praise to God, of worship and praise and exaltation of the Lord. And how often should you do that? Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually. There's some things that we are supposed to be doing perpetually as children of God. To pray without ceasing. To give thanks without ceasing. And in everything. And to praise the Lord continually. And to offer the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And certainly, we can offer thanksgiving to the Lord as we pray unto Him, and we come before His presence with thanksgiving and prayer. We do it in our conversations one with another. And another very important aspect of the sacrifice of thanksgiving and thus offering that fruit of our lips is in our worship service as we sing to the Lord. Because certainly so many of our hymns have that thankful, praiseworthy tone. But He's saying you're offering the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to the Lord. And if you're using your lips, that means you're speaking, you're singing, you're speaking to other people about the Lord. I believe it's also very appropriate for us to keep that perspective as we engage in the singing portion of our worship service. Because we're told in 1 Corinthians 14, we want to sing with the Spirit, but we also want to sing with the understanding. And being a person that's grown up in the church and knows a lot of the songs, I have a very bad tendency that I'm doing my best to mortify to get in autopilot in the song service and not sing with the understanding and not truly be focusing on offering a sacrifice of praise and a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. You know, the Lord has given us voices. He's given us our bodies to offer sacrifice of praise and sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him. And He gave us an instrument to sing praises unto Him. And how mindful we should be to use that instrument appropriately. Okay, you are a priest, right? And a priest had specific instruments that he used in the various sacrifices that he made. Different sacrifices required different things and required different objects and required different instruments. But the Lord gave him everything that he needed to offer the sacrifices. He gave him everything he needed to offer the offerings to the Lord. And the Lord has given us something, an instrument that we can use in our bodies, which is the altar that we offer these sacrifices in, right? To sing praises to the Lord. And for our friends that worship with some additional accompaniment besides just the voices that the Lord has given us, isn't it amazing that, you know, the Lord can create anything? The Lord created everything out of nothing. I mean, everything that we see here, He created out of nothing. And if the Lord wanted to be worshiped by a bass guitar, he could have created a bass guitar way back in creation. And he could have given it to the early New Testament church. I mean, insert any type of instrument. If the Lord wanted that to be used, he could have created it and given it to the early New Testament church, and we would have saw it in Scripture, right? But what's the instrument that he instead chose to create? It's your voice. And isn't it amazing that of everything that God created, that's what he chose to be the instrument to sing praise to him? Again, he could create anything, but that's what he chose. You see, that perspective, I think, just really highlights the singing portion of our worship service. Why would you want to diminish the instrument that God has given you in his creation, in his forming of your altar to sacrifice in your body? Why would you want to diminish the instrument that he gave you by drowning it out by a man-made instrument? If he wanted those man-made instruments, he could have just created one out of nothing and given it to Peter on the day of Pentecost. But instead, he saw fit to create your voices, your vocal cords, in such a way that we can sing praise to him. Offer the sacrifice of our lips and the fruit of our lips in giving thanks to him. So now let's go back to Psalm chapter 116 and conclude the psalmist's thoughts there through the end of the chapter. Chapter 116 and then verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What could I possibly offer back to the God of glory for all that he's done for me? You've been made a priest and you have spiritual sacrifices to make unto him. I will take, in verse 13, the cup of salvation and I will call upon the name of the Lord. We've talked about the fruit of our lips. I will call upon the name of the Lord. You need to use those lips to the praise and the honor of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I want you to notice in these verses the priority that is placed upon where you are offering this sacrifice. All right? In the Old Testament, the sacrifice was not just supposed to be made willy-nilly about. Now your body's a temple. You have a living sacrifice, and you need to keep that in mind where you take that temple, where you take that body. But there is a specific place that is designated for sacrifices to be made. Okay? And he says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the collective worship with the people of God, in church. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, where? Now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise you the Lord. Where do you offer these sacrifices? In the courts of the Lord, before the Lord, amen. Right? Because now, you see, in that Old Testament worship service, they had a proximity of fellowship with the Lord that became closer and more intimate as you got closer to the holiest of holies.
That's right.
Not everyone was a Levite, and not everyone was the high priest, so not everyone was able to go in the holiest of holies. That's why they had to represent them as they went into that holiest of holies. But you want to know the beauty of the New Testament church and the kingdom? Is that when Jesus said, it is finished, and gave up the ghost on the cross, that veil of the temple was rent in twain. Amen. It's wide open. Why? Because you are a rightful New Testament priest.
Amen.
And you need to make sacrifices in the holiest of holies. You have access to that through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's tore down that veil that hindered your rightful ability to sacrifice in the holiest of holies.
Amen.
But now you have direct access into that. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. You see, we can certainly praise and honor the Lord by our daily conduct and the way that we conduct ourselves and offering the sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise all throughout our day. And we ought to. But there is a special sacrifice that you make when you come into the courts and the house of God in New Testament worship in spirit and truth. Okay? You need to be found making that sacrifice.
Amen.
There's a reason why he says, when he says, you need to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Show up on Sunday. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Because there is something that is very special about the spiritual sacrifices that you make in the appropriate location.
Amen.
In the presence of the Lord, in the presence of all His people. Okay? You need to sacrifice praise and thanksgiving all throughout your day and as you conduct yourself, because we're told, sacrifice and praise the Lord perpetually and continually. Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That's one of the things you need to be doing perpetually. Is praising and honoring and giving thanks to the Lord. But you do not need to neglect your responsibility, which is your reasonable service, by the way. That's what he said there in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Is it unreasonable for a priest to be expected to make sacrifices on a repetitive, recurring basis? No, that's your job. That is your divine responsibility as a priest. It's your reasonable service because you've been made a priest. And we certainly need to be found entering into the holiest of holies and making that sacrifice. What can I possibly render back to the Lord? It may seem so inconsequential in our minds, but you need to thank and praise the Lord for all He's done for you. God's so great and we're so pitiful.
Yeah.
What could I ever offer back to God? What could I possibly render to Him? And the Lord says, there are some things that you can render. In my mind, there's nothing I can render back to the Lord. But one of the things that the Lord is the most honored with is you simply saying, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful for temporal blessings. Praise God. But I tell you, I'm a wretched sinner.
Amen.
And the Lord had no business choosing me for eternal salvation. He had no business sending His only begotten Son to die for somebody like me. But He did.
Yes. Amen.
And if you think that you don't have anything to thank the Lord or praise the Lord about, you need to go read the Gospels. Amen. And you need to go look to the cross.
Amen.
And I got a feeling that the hope of eternal life is probably going to well up in you enough to where you better want to say thank you to the Lord. Even if you don't have what you would perceive to be the right amount of temporal blessings here in this world, He saved your wretched soul from hell. And that's enough. It's going to be enough for us to worship Him for all of eternity for. And we need to be found worshiping Him in like manner here in time as well.
If you enjoy the messages you hear on the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, we invite you to visit a Primitive Baptist church in your community. To find a Primitive Baptist church near you, to listen to past messages online, and to find further contact information, you can visit our website at gospel-of-grace.com. You can also find our program on iTunes under podcast, entitled The Gospel of Grace, a Primitive Radio Broadcast. If you listen and enjoy our program, we would love to hear from you. You may contact us by email at gospelofgracepb@gmail.com. This program is produced by Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, 40283 Wolf Road, Caledonia, Mississippi, and Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, 11 Staten Road, on Highway 15, just north of Ackerman, Mississippi. We would love for you to come and worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We invite you to tune in again next week for another message from the Gospel of Grace. Until next time, we pray God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wonderful the master's